More than 50,000 acres of forest have been consumed this past week as three major wildfires burn in and around Montana's Glacier National Park. Hundreds of people were evacuated and tourists sent home as one fire advanced toward park headquarters in a nearby community. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Although the sun is sometimes barely visible through the smoke, it is hot in northwestern Montana, hot and dry at record-breaking levels. In West Glacier, at the edge of the park, the usual tourist bustle has been replaced by an eerie stillness, except for the grasshoppers. Fire trucks and crews seek shade at vacant theme parks. There's no longer a vista at the Vista Motel. All eyes are on plumes of smoke that just a day ago were dangerously close. John C. is a specialist brought in to monitor fire conditions. He shakes his head over what he calls a harmonic convergence of bad indicators, in particular high heat and low humidity.
We have kind of like instant extreme fire behavior. All you need to add is a little bit of wind, and this fire is really going to take off in a big way.
That's what happened Monday night. Sirens blared and residents and park employees were told to evacuate as fire crews conducted a burnout. As one flank of the fire swept toward West Glacier, another fire was intentionally started to the north, drafting the advancing fire away from town. The tactic worked, and residents were reassured later that night at a packed meeting in a junior high school.
My name is Bill Beebe, and I'm the lead information officer with the Alaska team.
Incident commander Joe Stamm was visibly relieved as he pocketed his cell phone.
This is a big deal, though, because of the values of risk, the park headquarters, the communities, the view shed there along that beautiful river. But we don't take a burn-in like this lightly. I mean, this was a huge, huge decision with a lot of input, a lot of people talking about it before we finally gave the word to go.
The so-called Robert Fire is one of three major wildfires burning in and around Glacier National Park. Despite widespread agreement that nearly a century of putting out every fire has resulted in combustible forest, the decision was made to try to control all of these fires. Ron Rayleigh is the incident commander watching a complex of smaller fires inside park boundaries that have been largely contained by natural features.
It's all within the park, and it's all remote. All very remote access in very remote areas.
So why not just let this one burn?
Well, there's a lot of potential for this fire to continue moving out to the west and come further down into the park where there are residences and structures and so forth. And there certainly is a great potential for it to scoot out to the north, if you will, and go on into Canada.
There is also the acute memory of the Yellowstone fire of 1988, and Rayleigh and others are determined not to let any blaze within a national park blow out of control. So the school buses filled with yellow-shirted firefighters still roll to just about every fire in the country. But attitudes toward fire are changing gradually. Jessica Welch is the office manager at the Great Northern Raft Company. Trips have been canceled and rafts are stacked up in the parking lot. A sprinkler on the lawn out front seems pathetic against the backdrop of a smoke plume 20,000 feet high. Still, Welch is upbeat.
Well, you know, I mean, I look down here and I have never seen it come through this area like it has. I guess you just kind of expect that with a healthy forest, you're going to have fires come through sometime. You just have to wait it out.
The wait may be longer than expected. Fire officials say the season here began earlier than usual and isn't likely to end soon. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, West Glacier.